Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of Nicaraguan-born guitarist Isaac Bustos, who is also assistant professor of guitar at the University of Texas at San Antonio. We'll hear an interview and music performed by Isaac Bustos as a solo guitarist and as a concerto soloist with orchestra and as a founding member of the Texas Guitar Quartet. We'll start with two sonatas by Scarlatti, Kirkpatrick listing 377 and 380. Isaac Bustos spoke about the music.
It was a very new kind of experience playing the music of Scarlatti, you know, coming from that era and just usually playing just a lot of Bach. And just playing Scarlatti was refreshing because it's not easy. It's easy on the ears, I guess. I find it real joyful to play his music. 377 I really liked. It's a very flashy and virtuosic piece, and I really enjoy playing it.
joining this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of guitarist Isaac Bustos. We've just heard him performing two sonatas by Scarlatti. In addition to his solo work, Isaac Bustos is also a founding member of the Texas Guitar Quartet. He arranged Beethoven's Egmont Overture for the group, and he spoke about the piece.
You know, I've loved this piece. I've known this piece for so many years. And thinking about the capabilities of the guitar and also the technical capabilities within the group, I thought we could probably make this work. But the only challenge, I would say, in the piece was the big opening chord, which is a sustained unison F minor. Well, F, just an unison F. And so I remember when we were trying to come up with a solution, you know, we were trying to try sustain, try this and try that, till we finally came to the conclusion that we're never going to be able to do it. We have to sort of reinvent what a guitarist would have done, for example, with that opening. So instead, we made it more of a blast, sort of percussive sound with a little bit of tambora, just to sustain the E minor sonority or the E sonority. And it's funny because, you know, you never think of doing Beethoven for those very reasons, because it's very challenging. So I think it worked really well, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful piece. Very effective. Thank you.
The Texas Guitar Quartet performing Beethoven's Egmont Overture, as arranged by quartet member Isaac Bustos. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of guitarist Isaac Bustos this week. We'll hear more from the Texas Guitar Quartet in Boccherini's Introduction and Fandango. Isaac Bustos spoke about their recording.
It's really hard to get rid of that piece, you know, if you're playing concerts. One, because it's very, like, technically very accessible. It's a very common guitar technique things. And the audience really, really digs it. You know, if you're playing for a non-guitar audience, that piece is a major hit. And so we don't play it as much as we used to anymore, but it was part of our core repertoire for a very long time.
Thank you.
Boccherini's Introduction and Fandango, performed by Isaac Bustos and his fellow members of the Texas Guitar Quartet. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Isaac Bustos. He's the featured soloist with orchestra in the Guitar Concerto by Peter Lewin. We'll hear the middle movement of that concerto. Isaac Bustos spoke about Peter Lewin's music.
So one of the things that I think Peter tries to capture in his music, he's a jazz pianist, a really good one, actually. And so a lot of his music, and especially I remember with this piece, he was like, man, I just want to create a sense of color that blends with the guitar and the orchestra. And then he says, it's basically, I want it to seem like just like if you were just kind of strumming chords and the orchestra is doing all these things, you know, there's this trumpet solo in the middle where like one is on stage, the other one is behind stage, like from far away. Which is a really beautiful moment. And then he says, and then at the end, I just want you to pretend like as if you were on the beach or something, you know, just kind of like almost making things up, you know, kind of improvisatory, although it doesn't sound that way. I guess if you would describe both the music and the way Peter is just this kind of chill vibe with this really kind of delicious harmonic language. That was basically his vision of the concerto. I really like that movement as well.